There were more fatal flu cases this week, adding to the over 50 flu-related deaths of children this season. And of course, there have been healthy adults who've died from the flu as well, many of them young, and many had had a flu shot. But as we know, the effectiveness of the different vaccines varies. There were actually 12 of them offered this past year from 4 different companies, and consumers are getting pickier about which they want. So how do you choose? Can you? Helen Branswell is a public health reporter with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Helen, we've talked about this. Some flu vaccines are not made in eggs, and that makes them more valuable. Break it down.
Sure. So most of the vaccines are made in eggs. That's been the way they've been made for decades. Recently, a couple have come on the market that are made in other substrates. One is made in insect cells, and another is made in cell culture. In years where H1N1 viruses or influenza B viruses are the main culprits causing illness, the way your flu vaccine is made probably wouldn't make a huge difference. But what has become apparent in recent years is that H3N2 viruses, and they are the ones that are causing the severe season this year, don't grow very well in eggs. When they do, they mutate. And when they mutate, sometimes that means they essentially push the vaccine off target. It's as if the vaccine trains your immune system to recognize a guy with sideburns. But in effect, the guy you should be looking for is a guy with a beard. And so these other types of vaccines, the ones that aren't made in eggs, that problem doesn't arise as much. And so there is a thought, and a lot of people share it, that they might be better in H3N2 seasons.
Well, it's such a guessing game anyway. You've told us this before. You know, officials have to kind of foresee what the viruses might be and make the flu vaccines available. But are you saying should consumers go now that we know which is the virus that's been the biggest problem? Should they go to their local pharmacy or their doctor and say, I want the shot that was not made in eggs?
Well, if you haven't gotten your flu shot at this point this season, you might have a hard time finding those vaccines because they aren't made in huge numbers. And of course, what you mentioned there is really correct. It's really hard to predict what's going to happen with the flu season. So when you're thinking about getting a flu shot in maybe September or October, you don't know what it's going to be the worst virus that year. And so it is really a guessing game.
Well, so what's a consumer to do? It's not too late to get a shot. Should you just take whatever you can get at this point?
I mean, if you want to do some reading, and I've written a piece recently on at STAT about why some people think non-egg-based vaccines might be better this year. If you want to do some reading and you want to search out one of those vaccines, it certainly probably wouldn't hurt. But, you know, one of the reasons there hasn't been a recommendation from CDC sort of saying, hey, we think these ones are better, is because the studies that would prove what people suspect haven't been done. And, you know, that's an evidence-based agency. They really can't say, hey, we suspect these are better. They need the evidence before they can go out and make that kind of a claim.
Yeah. Helen Branswell, public health reporter at STAT. We will link you to her reporting on the different kinds of vaccines at hereandnow.org. Helen, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.